Okay, tonight is Monday night, November the 3rd, or 6th of Cheshvan. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Masech HaSukkah, Daf Chavchas, Amud Aleph.
Okay, Rabotai. We're on Daf Chavchas, Amud Aleph. Last week we learned the Mishnah, and focused on basically the first part of the Mishnah, which concerned the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, concerning somebody who is Roshoi Verubo B'Soch HaSukkah V'Shulchano B'Soch HaBayis, and the principle that is established in the Mishnah. The last three lines of the Mishnah switched topics and said, if you can just sign in the sheet here, I can have a record in case we have to make a change, it would be helpful. There's on each one of the tables there's a sheet if you can sign up. Yeah. The Mishnah said, the last three lines of the Mishnah, that Nashim v'avadim uktanim p'turim min ha-sukkah. Men, women, and children are exempt from sukkah. And tonight we're going to focus on the status of Nashim, and that'll take us till the middle of Chav Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara will discuss, and next week's share will focus on Ktanim, and to why suddenly Shammai believed that it would be appropriate to have a baby in an infant baby obligated in the midst of Sukkah. But today we're going to focus on the Gemara on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph concerning the obligation of women to sit in the Sukkah or the lack thereof. So the Gemara says, Minohani Mili, how do I know that a woman is exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah? Says the Gemara, Ditanu Rabbanan, Ezrach, Ze Ezrach. The Torah writes, Kol Ho Ezrach Bi Yisrael Yeshvu Basukos. Kol Ho Ezrach Bi Yisrael. So the Gemara darshes, Ezrach, Ze Ezrach. Had it said the word Ezrach itself, that would refer to any citizen of Israel. Ha Ezrach Lahotzi Es Anashim. The citizen is to exclude women. How do you exclude somebody based on the word Ha Ezrach? And why do you suddenly eliminate women? It's a little difficult to understand at this point in the Gemara. Kol, the Pasuk writes, Kol Ha Ezrach L'Rabbis Esaktanim. The phrase Kol, or the word Kol in the Pasuk, is to include that Ktanim are obligated to participate in the mitzvah of Sukkah. So Ha Ezrach eliminates women, and Kol Ha Ezrach comes to include minors. Omamar, Ha Ezrach Lahotzi Es Anashim. Lameimra, this would lead us to the following inference. De Ezrach, had a phrase only stated Ezrach, Bein Nashim, Bein Gavre Mashma. That would, if it had just said the word Ezrach, apparently that would include both women and men. Because if you use the letter Hey to eliminate women, the assumption is, had the letter Hey not been there, and the only thing that the Torah had written was, Kol Ezrach the Yisrael, not Ha Ezrach, Kol Ezrach the Yisrael. Had that been written, I would have assumed that men and women are included in that particular phrase. Es the Gemara, for Hatanya, Ha Ezrach L'Rabos Es Hanashim. Ha Ezrachiyot Shechayavos Be'inui Alma Ezrach Gavrei Mashma. So the Gemara asks, in relationship to another pasuk in Parshas Emor, we learn out, actually this pasuk is in Akwe Mais, we learn out, based on the fact that in relationship to Yom Kippur, the Torah writes, Te'anu es nafsho seichem, v'chol milacho la'osa asu, ha ezrach v'hager asher b'sochachem. Talking about Yom Kippur, there is an obligation to afflict yourself. Te'anu es nafsho seicha. Who shall be te'anu ha'ezrach? And what does this brisa teach us about ha'ezrach? That hay is l'rabos es anashim. That hay comes to teach us that women are obligated to participate in Yom HaKippur. Apparently, had the letter hey not been quoted in that particular pasuk, what would I have said without the drash? That without the drash, the word ezrach would mean only men. So the Gemara asks, there seems to be a conflicting way of understanding what the word ezrach without the prefix hey seems to represent. The pasuk in relationship to sukkah seems to indicate that the word ezrach itself means both men and women. Therefore, the letter hey in kol ha'ezrach b'yisrael yeshu basukos is used to darshan to exclude women. However, in relationship to the mitzvah of participating in the fast of Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that the only reason why women are obligated to participate in the fast of Yom Kippur is based on the fact that it says ha'ezrach. Inference, had the ehei not been included in that letter, and it had only stated ezrach v'ger asher b'sochacham, then we would say that only men are obligated to participate in the tzom and not women. Yeah?
You're asking only on
ezrach? Yeah, I'm asking on the simple inference from the word ezrach.
I'm asking on the drash of ha'ezrach, which contradicts our drash over here on ha'ezrach.
Okay, so in effect, the Gemara could have asked that, but he's asking that which precipitates the drash. What precipitates the drash? The fact that ezrach must mean one or the other. So in the first brisa, in our brisa, the assumption is that ha'ezrach includes both. In the second brisa, ezrach apparently only includes one. Which one is it? So based on the assumption of what the word ezrach means, the letter hey has to do something to change our opinion. But you're right, in theory, the drash is conflicting. Here the drash comes to exclude, and here the drash comes to include. What's going on here? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, Hilchasaninu, namely, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, which way to darshan the letter hey. In other words, the letter hey it does not in itself tip itself off whether I should darshan hey to what? To include or to exclude. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to come and teach us which hay is to include. Moshe Rabbeinu had to come and teach us. The Atzmechinu Rabbanan Akroi. And then the Rabbanan then said that what? You know what? I'm going to take the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and somehow connect it to the Pasuk. But essentially, the halacha that either women are exempt from sukkah, or that women are obligated to participate in what? In the mitzvah of Inui and Yom HaKippurim, is not really learned out from the drash, from the hay. What in effect serves as our source? A special halacha l'Moshe Misinai, which says that women are obligated, but the Rabbana now said women are a chayiv based on the letter hey. Or, the halacha l'moshe misinai said, women are what? Exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. And the Rabbana, instead of just quoting it as a halacha l'moshe misinai, said, we're going to derive it from what? From the extra letter hey. But, the halacha l'moshe misinai was only one of them. There was no two halacha l'moshe misinai to teach us both halachas. There was one halacha l'moshe misinai. Either the halacha l'moshe misinai told us that women are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, Or the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim says that women are obligated to participate in the Tzom of Yom Kippur. One of the two. So the Gemara is going to ask, which one is the two? Heikra v'hei hilchasa. Which one is now associated just with the drash, and which one is associated with the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim? So here is my question. Let's assume the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim came and said that women are exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. There we go. Now the Rabbanan played with it and said, it's not just the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, it's somehow connected to the letter He. Very nice. Now, how do I know that women are obligated to participate in the mitzvah of Yom Kippur? That's a legitimate drash from the He in Parshas Acharimos. That Ha Ezra is designed to teach me that women are obligated al pi din to observe the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. Or is it the other way? No. Namely, the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim says that what? That women are obligated to participate in the fast. The Rabbanan said, you know what, maybe let's affix it to the letter He in Ezrach and Parshas Acharimos. But now you want to know whether women are obligated to what? To observe the mitzvah of Sukkah? That I learn out from a bona fide drash from the letter He in Ezrach the Yisrael, Yeshiv Vasukos, I eliminate women. So the Gemara's question is, which of the two halachos was communicated orally by Moshe Rabbeinu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, which in effect means that there is no textual source to establish that particular halacha? Without the communication of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would never have come to that conclusion. And which one is now derived from a biblical exegesis, which we darshan halachas all the time? Yes.
You're going to say that, which is the default for Ezra.
Correct.
And which is the way, does Ezra only come to include only men, or does Ezra always come to include men and women? And then which will be the exception, halacha Moshe Sinai, that overrides the default?
You're taking it one step further.
Isn't that the underlying premise? One,
correct.
Okay, so it's really what's the standard and what's the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that overrode that standard.
That's correct. We don't know. So once you decide what you're doing with the letter He, meaning if the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is on Sukkah, then you know that the standard for the word Ezra is only men. And the pasuk hey is l'rabos that women should participate in Yom Kippur.
Right.
If the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim is on Yom Kippur, then I know that the word Ezrach means both men and women. And the letter hey comes to eliminate women. Precisely, 100%. No doubt. Yeah. So I hope there are a lot of questions stirring in your mind as to what this whole discussion is all about, but the Gemara will touch some of them. Because if I were to ask you before we got started, are women obligated to observe the mitzvah of Sukkah? What would you say? Yes or no and why? It's just my grammar. That's the simple answer. What are you pasuk for? Ha'ezra. It's a mitzvah that is bound by time. It's only 7 days a year. By automatically, women are obligated. Tell me why women are undoubtedly chayiv in the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. Without a Zeres HaKasav, without a letter A for the word Hezra, without a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, just based on our understanding of how the Torah operates. Because it's a lotas. Because the pasuk writes, Kol ha-nefesh asher lo se'uneh, v'nich resah ha-nefesh ahi ve'yameha. Any person who does not fast is subject to kares. Women are obligated to observe every single lota asa in the Torah. So why do I need a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim? Why do I need a drash in the letter hey? We have conventional rules which should give us the answer to both of these questions without the letter hey. So the Gemara will touch upon some of these in a second. So the Gemara asks now, Vesu, Kralamali, Hilchasalamali. Why do I need either the Pasuk from the letter He, or the halacha of Moshe Messina. Sukkah, mitzvah saseh shizman grama. V'chol mitzvah saseh shizman grama, nashim ketulas. So I don't need halacha of Moshe Messina to tell me that if not for the word that says, you know what, it says kol ha'ezrach, and women would have been included, but halacha of Moshe Messina says that they're pater. And if there had not been halacha of Moshe Messina, I would still say that women are pater, based on the general rule that mitzvah saseh is man gram and lashim peturos.
Why wouldn't you claim that I'm paying?
That's going to be the sheet that I gave out. That's Tosis's kasha. So we will see Tosis's answer to that in Tzachim and in Megillah. I have both Tosis there. Good question. But that's the sheet. But before we get to the sheet, the Gemara in the Al Gemara doesn't entertain that possibility that women should be chayv because of Afein Hayav by Senes. The Gemara never mentions it. Tosis in Megillah and in Pesachim talk about it. That's one question. And Yom Kippur, why would I need a halacha l'Moshe Messinai to tell me that women are obligated to what? To observe Yom Kippur, to fast on Yom Kippur? Or why do I need a letter Hey to include women in Ha'ezrach, to include them in women? Why? Midr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. I know that women are obligated to participate in Yom HaKippurim based on a classic general statement made by Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Chain Tana the Bei Rav Yishmael, Amar Kra, the Pasuk states, Ish O Isha. The Torah writes, in many, many situations, and one of them is a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah writes, Ish or Isha, in relationship to certain dinim of the Torah. So the drash is, Hishve HaKosuv Isha LeIsh L'chol Onishin Shabbat Torah. That whenever there is what? A punishment associated with what? With a violation of the Torah, that women are subject to the same punishment as men. So if a man doesn't fast on Yom HaKippurim, under those circumstances, he's chayav kares. So a woman has to participate as well. So that's why the Gemara, so that's the second question which the Gemara asks. What in the world? Who needs the halacha l'Moshe Messinai? Who needs the pasuk? So the Gemara, we'll see if the Gemara answers it in a second. We'll see. Answers the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to attempt to answer both questions. Number one, which one is the Hilchasa and which one is the general rule of Ezra? Secondly, who needs the drash in the first place? And this answer is going to be subject to our machloikis between Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye. Liolam Sukkah Hilchasa. Really, the halacha of Moshe Messinai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, no textual reference, that women are exempt from sukkah, that's the halacha of Moshe Messinai. The Itzrich. Now, why would I need a halacha of Moshe Messinai to tell me that a woman's not obligated to sit in the sukkah? I would have exempted her based on the standard rule of Mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama. Why do I need a halacha l'Moshe Messinai? Or a pasuk. Answers to Gemara. Salkedai techamina, I would have imagined, Teishvu ke'en tadu. Since the Torah writes Shivat Yamim, Teishvu Shivat Yamim, so we've darshan 50 times already that you should live in the sukkah just the way you want you live. So I could have dashed ma dira ish v'ishto, just as in one's residence, typically one lives together with one's wife, af sukkah ish v'ishto. I could have thought that in order to have keishu, ke'en taduru, I should have legislated that in this case, despite the fact that a mitzvah saseh is man grama, a woman is obligated in sukkah. Kamash Malan, that's why I now have to have a halacha l'Moshe Messinai to tell me, don't be tempted to darshan that way. Don't be tempted to darshan. Don't think that women are obligated to sit in the sukkah based on the fact that we will darshan teshu kein toduru, and therefore I need a halacha l'moshim Yisinai to establish and put it back on the record book. It's a mitzvah taseh shazman grama, and there are no extenuating circumstances in this case, even though logic might have dictated that you should go ahead and mandate this. That's Abaye's reason as to why I need a halacha l'mayshim Yisinai in relationship to Sukkah. Rava Amar Itzterach. Rava says there's a second reason why I would say that women should have been chayef despite the fact that a mitzvah sasei shaman grama. Sal kedaita chamina, I could have imagined, yalif chamisha asar, chamisha asar mechaga matos. Everybody knows the hekish tezvav tezvav, that we often compare the 15th night of the month of Nisan and the 15th night of the month of Tishrei. We compare the first night of Sukkot to the first night of Pesach. For example, we've had that hekish already. We've had that. What is the only day in the Yontif of Sukkot when there is an absolute obligation to eat in the Sukkah? Only the first night. Where do we learn out the first night? Because only by matzah is there an absolute obligation to eat a kezayis matzah the first night of Pesach. So once we've established by matzah that there is an obligation to only eat the first night based on the fact that one pasuk in the Torah writes, Shivas yamim matzos tocheilu, eat matzah for 7 days. Another pasuk writes, Sheshes yamim matzos tocheilu, you're supposed to eat matzah for 6 days. So the Gemara asks, which one is it? 6 days or 7 days? Answers the Gemara. 6 days it's reshus, 1 day it's chova. 6 days, if you decide to eat some bread, it has to be matzah. But 1 day you must eat matzah. Which one do we say, when is the 1 day? The first night, because it says, Bo'erev tochlu matzah. So now I compare tezvav tezvav. That the same thing is, if you would like to eat bread or sukkahs, you have to eat it in the sukkah. You don't want to eat bread, don't eat in the sukkah. But the first night, you must eat a kezayis of bread in the sukkah. So now I could have used the tezvav tezvav to mandate that women eat in the sukkah, because we know that women are obligated to eat matzah. Why do I know that women are obligated to eat matzah? Because they're obligated to observe the Issur Chametz. And in one pasuk in the Torah writes, Shivas yamim matzos tochelu, ki chol ochel machmetzes, v'nichritzo ha'nefesh ha'im me'amel. That you should eat matzah for 7 days, because whoever eats chametz will be punished with kareis. So since the Torah includes matzah and the iser of chametz in one pasuk, it teaches us that whoever is obligated to observe the iser of eating chametz is obligated to observe the mitzvah of eating matzah. So I know for a fact that women are obligated to eat a kezayis of matzah. Based on the hekish of tesvav, I could have established that women are obligated to eat in the sukkah. That's why I need a halacha l'mayshim Yisinai and say, do not be tempted to make that equation. And that yes, they're obligated to eat matzah, but no, they are not obligated to sit in the sukkah. So now the Gemara says, Sahashta de Amrit Sukkah Hilchasa. Now that the Torah, the Gemara has established that the halacha l'moshe Yisinai refers to Sukkah, so then Krol Amali, why did the Torah write Ha'ezrach in the first place? Who needs it? In 90% of all mitzvos, the Torah doesn't say Kol Ha'ezrach be Yisrael Yanich Yisatfu B'tfilin. It doesn't say such a thing. It doesn't say B'tzitzis Kol Ha'ezrach be Yisrael Yuvatzitzis. It doesn't say. It doesn't say Kol Ha'ezrach be Yisrael Yitzku B'Shaifar. It doesn't say that. It says it by a handful of mitzvot. Now, If there was a reason, as the Gemara said previously, that I have to darshan something from her Ezra, so you have to have it, because without it, I would assume you operate based on standard rules. But now that I just said there's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, which teaches us that what? That women are exempt, so who needs the word ha'ezrach in the first place? Let the Torah write, Basukas Teshish Yamin, Kol Yisrael, or Basukas Teshish Shivas Yamin, that's it. You don't have to repeat, you don't have to say, call anybody Yeshiva Basukas. If it says Basukas Teshish Shivas Yamin, I know that everybody who's obligated has to observe. I would have said everybody, men and women, but I won't say women because it's Allah Lamashim Messina. That's the Gemara's question. Kral Amali answers the Gemara, Le Rabbis Es Hagevi. Why do I need the word Ha'ezrach in this particular situation? To include specifically converts. Sal Kedai Techamina, I could have imagined, Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael, Amar Rachmana. A resident in Israel. A resident in Israel. I could have imagined that a resident in Israel means somebody who is, what? Born into the fold. You know, not from birth, but UFB. Jewish from birth. Not somebody who converted. So, Kamash Milan, that what? Kamash Milan, Geirim Achayim. So the reason why the Torah says, Kol Ha'ezrach, is to teach you that a Geir is Chayim. I could have had a Havamina to say that a Geir is not Chayim. Of course. Had the Torah not said anything, I would assume that a Geir is Chayim based on the fact that Geir is Chayim every mitzvah. If it had just said Kol Yisrael, I would have said, who needs to wear Ha'ezrach in the first place? Of course. Very difficult. Then the Gemara asks, Yom HaKippurim Midrav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. So we asked another question. Why do I need a drash to tell me that women are obligated to participate in the mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim? Without the drash of the word Ha'ezrach, I would know they're obligated to participate in the Yom Kippur as well. Why? Because Hishra HaKasav Hisha L'ish L'cholayim Shin Shabbat Torah. Whenever there is a punishment, and there is a punishment of Kares, men and women are equally duty-bound to observe it. Answers the Gemara. Salkedaita Chamina. Excuse me. Lo Nitzracha Elelo Tosefes Inui. You need this drash to teach me that a woman should participate not only in the Yom Kippur from Shkia Sachama to Shkia Sachama, the 24 mandated hours of Yom Kippur, but that a woman should also participate in the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. There is a mitzvah, Mita Oraisa, to add onto Yom Kippur a few minutes before Yom Kippur started, on the ninth day of the month of Tishrei, and to extend Yom Kippur to the 11th day of the month of Tishrei. Everybody is aware of the Gemara Newman that pay out from the base. You've heard it 50 times. Based on the fact that the Torah writes one time, V'inisem es nafsho seichem besisha lachodesh bo'erev. You are to fast on the ninth day of the month of Tishrei, bo'erev at night. So the Gemara asks, that seems to be the tenth. So why don't you just write ube asar, like the Torah always does? Why would you write it the day of the ninth at night? The Torah doesn't tell you that Sukkot starts on the 14th at night. It says Bachamisha Asayom. You know that the night is the night before. So this teaches you the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippur. I could have thought that for that mitzvah of Tosefes, there is no Oynish of Kares. If we accept Tosefes Yom HaKippur, let's assume sundown is at 6:15. So the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim demands that what? That we start Yom Kippur at 6:10, let's say, 5 minutes. So it doesn't have to be 5 minutes, just giving arbitrary, 5 minutes. Okay, so I made a statement, Hare Ani Mikabel Olai Yom HaKippurim. So I'm now at 8. Okay, 2 minutes later I was thirsty, and I took a drink. There was no curries. Why is there no kares? Because the Torah says that in order to have kares, you need be'etzem hayom hazeh. You have to eat when? Because the Torah says, kolar shalosu uneh be'etzem hayom hazeh. In order, if you don't fast on the essence of that day, the essence of that day is the 10th, not the 5 minutes into the night, not the 5 minutes into the 11th. Therefore, what is Tosefta Yom HaKippurim based on? It's purely what? A mitzvah saseh shezman grav. It's only for 5 minutes. That's it. It's a mitzvah saseh that has only 5 minutes to be into existence. No, women would be obligated. Therefore, I need a special drash, Ha Ezra, to teach me that not only men should add Yom Kippur 5 minutes before Yom Kippur starts and extend it a minute or two after the Zman, everything that women as well. So that's what the Gemara says. Ha Salkadai Tachamina, Ho will umiyek Rachman l'tosefes inui me'onesh u'me'azara. Since I what? Since the Torah eliminated punishment for Tosefes Inui and the cautioning, there's no law that you have to eat, you're not allowed to eat 5 minutes before. It's only a mitzvah saseh. The inisem besisha. It's a mitzvah saseh to fast, but there's no law covering it. So therefore, I would have said, lo nischaivu nashim klal, that women are not obligated to participate in Tosefes. And it says the Gemara, Kamash Malon, that they're all obligated to. Yes.
I'd like to go back to the question you asked earlier about the regarding the Sukkah, Bahash, Grand Sukkah, and also Kralamali. And the question is, well, then, why is Spada saying Ezra? I'd like to suggest that maybe it should be read differently. To say Kralamali, why do I need the limud, the Gemara gave earlier, of Ezra Lahotia Tagayr? So I already have a pasuk for it. So what they're saying is the pasuk says by Ezra in Israel.
Correct.
They're saying, had I not made that lingua there, the asmachta on Amr Aleph, the Hotzi of Hanashi,
right,
I would have used that pasuk to make a different drash of I would have said, maybe it's coming to teach you something about Gairin. Kamash Malon, that I need that pasuk to teach you something regarding Nushin.
No, we don't need anything. We have a halach. No. We have a halach l'mishmishinai.
That's the Gemara said. That's the Gemara's previous answer. It's not smachta. It's the aflachim rabbanim atroi. So the Gemara isn't retreating from that position. They're
right.
Just saying that had it, by virtue of having the rabbanim.
No, you mean to, had the rabbanim had not been sorech, they would have contradicted the halach l'mishmishinai.
No, they would have used that new limud regarding. They would have used that limud regarding Gairin.
So why didn't they? Why didn't they? So you're saying they would have eliminated Gairin. Why didn't they? They was available. Because you can only say that Asmachinu Rabban and Akra is that they have nothing better to do with this pasuk. So they say, you know what? It's not just Allah Lamashim Sinai, it's in the pasuk. But if you had a real bona fide drash, they wouldn't exclude the bona fide drash and say, you know what, we're going to attach it to Allah HaMashiach. That would be ridiculous.
Because I think it would be a hard result to say that you should exclude the Gator. But you might have thought that, therefore the same, don't make that drash.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. That's what the Gemara says. So now let's see a couple of ha'arot. Before we get to Yehuda's question about what happened to the principle of Afein Hayah Ba'isa Hanes. Now, let's take a look at Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi about the drash about Yom Kippur. If the Rashi's comment is on... Rashi's comment, the last Rashi on the page. How do I know that women are obligated to what? To participate in Yom Kippur. So Rashi says, Yom HaKippurim is lo ta'asehu v'karesu. V'chol mitzvas lo sase, bein zman grama, bein lo zman grama, nafkelon b'kiddushin, mid the Rav Yehuda chayavos. In Masechet Kiddushin, the Gemara says, what is the basis of mandating that women participate in all mitzvahs lo ta'aseh? What, even though it's man grama, what's the basis? Rav Yehuda's opinion. Very nice. Good. Rabotai, I want you to make believe. Go to Mr. Rogers' world of make believe. Right? Do you remember that when you were watching that with your kids, Mr. Rogers' world of make believe? Now you're watching with your grandchildren. And tell me what you say the halacha is about women if Rabbi Yehuda never existed. Rabbi Yehuda never said his halacha. Rabbi Yehuda never said his halacha. He never said, Hishva hakasat isha l'ish. But now would you tell me, when you ask the question, do women have to fast on Yom Kippur, what would you say? What would you say? Would women have to fast on Yom Kippur? What would you say? No. Why? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't exist. So there is no Hishva HaKasad Isha La'ish. L'cholan Shin Shabbat Torah. So without that limud, what would I now say? That if it's a mitzvah, Shazman Grama, or maybe women aren't allowed, Shazman Grama, I don't care. Exactly, they're going to be puffed. Listen to what this means. That without a pasuk, you would entertain that the kaparas hayoyim of Yom HaKippurim has two different standards. For a man to achieve kapara, what does he have to do? He'd have to fast. And a woman to achieve kapara, she can go ahead and eat whatever she wants. It's an amazing state. It's unbelievable that if you wanted to just focus on the Yom Kippur experience itself, you would never have said, let's assume Rabbi Yehuda never said anything. You mean to tell me nobody would have said that based on what Yom Kippur, we understand what it means, that the Itzumoy Shel Yom is Mechaper, and that if you wanted to serve as a kapara, there's got to be something different about this day as opposed to any other day of the week, any other day of the year. And you mean to tell me that highlight should only be in existence for men and not for women? And that Yom Kippurim can be applied
to women without having going through what a man goes through on Yom Kippur? Well, what kind of logic would that be? But Rashi seems to say that, takes it seriously. That if not for Rabbi Yehuda, I would come to the conclusion that whatever Yom Kippur is designed to accomplish, it would only be accomplished in one way for men, and another way for what? For women. Another way for women, which is startling. So a man and woman can do the exact same activity, and one of them is not going to be granted tshuva because he's not a shav, because he's eating on Yom Kippur, and the other one is no problem. It's just unbelievable that the Gemara would not take into consideration, per se, what about the experience of Yom Kippur? Forget about the rules and regulations. Just to be mechayev women based on what Yom Kippur represents. Somewhat a little difficult. Point number two. The Gemara said that why was there a havamina, according to Abaye, that I should mandate that women live in the sukkah? What is the havamina? Okay, I'm going to quote to you a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch quoted by the Ramah, and you ask the Magen Avraham's kasha based on our Gemara. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, to defend the overwhelming majority of men who do not sleep in the sukkah. Writes the Ramah in Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tes. Se'if bet, get that down. Top reish lamitet, se'if beis. That why is it that it's okay for what? It's this kefarah that men don't sleep in the sukkah. Why? Because Teshuvah came to do. Since women are exempt from sukkah, I, the man, don't have to sleep in the sukkah because I want to sleep in my bedroom. My mind. That's a practical question. Tell me why the Magen Avraham challenges the rulings from Al Gemara. Tell me why the Magen Avraham challenges the Rama's psak based on Al Gemara. Of course. Al Gemara says just the opposite. How can you, Rabbeinu Rama, say that based on Teshuvah Kedua, you're going to come to the conclusion that the man is exempt from sleeping in the sukkah based on his fulfillment, the patient came to Duru, so he can go sleep in the bedroom? The Gemara says that if not for what? For Halakha L'Moshe Nisinai, what would I have said about Teshuvah came to Duru? What would I have said if not for Halakha L'Moshe Nisinai about Teshuvah? The women are obligated to sleep in the sukkah. So you're going to use that very same pasuk, which without a halakha l'mayim sinai would have mandated women to sleep in the sukkah to fulfill Teshuvah came to do. And you, Rama, are going to use that very same Teshuvah to exempt not only women, to exempt men from sleeping in the sukkah. Because it's not Teshuvah came to do. Maganam says, Me'ayin Yolo, where did he come up with this? It's against the Gemara that we're learning. And therefore, the Magen Avraham writes, there ain't no defense for men not sleeping in the sukkah. No defense whatsoever. You can say it's cold. Okay, cold, I can hear. That's the style. It's cold. This year, the first 2 days of sukkah, there was no excuse. No excuse. It was beautiful. No excuse not sleeping in the sukkah the first 2 nights.
1 o'clock in the morning was
the first night of sukkah? No, it wasn't. No. I wasn't there, but no, it wasn't. That's point number two. Point number two. Point number three. There is, if you look at the Tosfos on Chof Ches Amud Beis, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael, there is a long discussion on Amud Beis, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yesh Basukah, excuse me, wrong dot, excuse me. On Chof Ches Amud Beis, B'Dibur Hamaschil, L'Rabos Es Hagerim. L'Rabos Es Hagerim. So Tosfos asks the following question. Why would I need the word ha-ezrach to include gerim if the word, if it says kol ha-ezrach b'Yisrael, and whenever it says the word b'Yisrael, you know what the Gemara darshins 9 out of 10 times asks Tosfos? L'hoitzi es hanachrin, not l'hoitzi es hagerim. And Tosfos will give a couple of illustrations. A couple of the, take a look at the Tosfos, L'rabos es hagerim, and I'll show you where to start looking. Okay? Take a look where it says, Nida daf lamid dalet amid alef. V'chein b'perek b'nos kusim. Look at the rent. It's about 8 lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. Tosfos will cite 3 illustrations. One, B'nei Yisrael mitamin b'ziva, v'ein hanochrim mitamin b'ziva. We have a pasuk which says that based on there is a pasuk in Parshas Mitzora that quotes the halach of zav of zava by a Jew ishish mibnei Yisrael, and the Gemara darshins mibnei Yisrael lahaitzi es hanochrim, so that if a Gentile man or woman has this discharge, it does not render them or tame, anything you, well, you know, there's tumas mishkav emoshav. If you sit on something that is of, sat on, you become tame. It doesn't apply. Avol geirim umushukrarim lo mimate. But converts and freed slaves, a freed slave becomes a ger, have not been eliminated. Based on the word what? Yisrael. So what question is he asking? When the Torah writes, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, what do I need Ezrach for? Correct. In order to include ger. Because who should I eliminate in obligating that person to slip the sukkah? A Gentile.
Hold on.
I just want to give the questions. Then I'll give you an answer. The Arachman has an answer. You're on to it. V'chein v'minachos v'perek shtei midos. B'nei Yisrael somchin v'ein hanachin somchin. When it comes to making smicha on a korban, the only ones who have a right to make smicha are Jews when they bring a korban. A Gentile brings a korban, he does not make smicha. Why? We darshan again. B'nei Yisrael v'lo akum. Is there any hava meaning to exclude a ger when a ger brings a korban that he does not make smicha? Of course he does. So once again, why would I need a drash of ha'ezrach to include a ger? U'beperek kamo de'erchen. B'nei Yisrael marichin. That when it comes to erkin, to donate your value to the Beis HaMikdash, only a Jew can donate his value to the Beis HaMikdash. A Gentile is not in the parsha of erkin. And we don't have a hava mina to assume that B'nai Yisrael in that parsha is to exclude whom? Converts. We don't. So why would I assume that here? So Tosfos says, there's a typical Tosfos answer. B'shema b'chol haniyesh shum ribli. Maybe there's a reason for it. Why? I have no idea. So the Aruch Laner says as follows, and he says it sharp. Any mitzvah for which there is a hava mina to include a guy, then the drash of the B'nai Yisrael is to exclude a guy. For example, the concept of Tumah applies to Goy. Tumas Meis of a Gentile is definitely Mitameh B'Macha. There's no doubt about it. There's a Machloikish Tanaim whether Akum is Mitameh B'Ohel. Everybody on this planet thinks that a Gentile is not Mitameh B'Ohel. It's the minority. We don't pass it. We pass it with Rabbi Shimon. That an akum is mitamei ba'olet. We pass it now in Shulchan Aruch. So if a Kohen has to go to a wake because he has a Gentile employee that is in a wake, I would recommend that a Kohen not go to the wake. Because, I mean, an ordinary Yisrael, no problem. Because Tumas Ohel, according to Rabbi Shimon, applies to a God. Therefore, since the parsha of Tumah applies to a guy, I could have said that Tumas Zava applies to a guy as well. So when I make a drash, B'nai Yisrael, what am I going to be tempted to eliminate first? L'hoitzi Yisanah. Same thing with smicha. Why would I think that a guy is in the parsha of making smicha? Because a guy is allowed to bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. So as part of the ritual of a korban is to make smicha, under those circumstances I would have included a Gentile, but a Gentile makes smicha. Therefore, what do I have B'nai Yisrael to darshan? Once I use it, Tahaytiyat Hanachrit, a ger is automatically included. The same thing by Erkiel. A guy is allowed to make contributions to the Beis HaMikdash. We have Sukkim in Tanakh, which Shlomo HaMelech begged all of the nations, and they came through. It's the Torah Pasha's Truma. They came through, they donated things to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you donated things to the Beis HaMikdash, if a Gentile said, I want to donate my value, I could have said include them too.
So there the drash will be used, lahaytzi is anachri, and no hava mina to eliminate conflicts. But as Marvin said, when it comes to sukkah, what hava mina is there that I would have included a Gentile in sukkah? So that I would need a drash, kol ha'ezra bi Yisrael, to eliminate what? Dayim. It would never happen. Since there is no hava mina to include a guy, what does the Gemara say that the word ha'ezra, what does that focus on? To eliminate possibly the one with the Yisrael constitution? Therefore the word ha'ezra is needed to what? To include gay. That's what the Aruch Aner says to answer Tysus' question. That if the Gentile is in the parsha that we're discussing, then there is a havamina that a guy is included in that parsha. So either Torah writes B'nei Yisrael to eliminate the Gentile. But if the Gentile is not included in the parsha, there is no havamina to include him. Therefore, the word B'nei Yisrael would now be used to dash the Haiti Sager. Once I would use Haiti Sager in order to get the Ger included in the parsha, I need the extra word of Ha Ezra Yisrael. Kacha Omrim, Kacha Omer Ha'orel Haker. Let's now take a look at the sheet, which teaches us, which talks about Yehuda's question, why is there no Hava Amina to mandate women based on Aftein Hoya Ba'oisa Hanes? So there are two Tosfos that address it. The first one is the top of the page in Sochim, and the other one is the Gemara, it's just the Tosfos of Sochim is Dab Kuf Chesam Adeis, that's the top one, and the second one is Dab Dalin Omid Aleph in Megillah. Okay? So let's take a look at the Tosfos. Second Tosfos. Hayu ba'osa hanes. Pirush Rashbam. Rashbam says, which mitzvos does the Gemara use Aftein hayu ba'osa hanes to mandate that women are obligated despite the fact that it's a mitzvah association among grub? Which mitzvos are used? Which mitzvos are include women despite the fact that it's a mitzvah association among grub? Which ones? Purim, Megillah, what else? Avakaisis, and? Matzah it's not. That we learn out from the Hekish with Chametz. And Chanukah. And Ner Chanukah. So now the Rashbam says, commenting on these three, they all have a common denominator, claims Tosfos. Says the Rashbam, Sha'al Yodam Nigalu. Tosfos, or the Rashbam, reinterprets the word Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes to read Shahanes Ba'a Al Yidei Hanashim. You know why women are obligated to observe these mitzvot? Because they were in the forefront of triggering the ultimate Geula. This discussion here in Pesachim is what? In relation to Shara B'Kosis. If not for the women, who based on the Midrash convinced their husbands to continue to have children, that it would have been nobody to redeem. Because the men said, why do I want to have more children and bring them into slavery? Who needs it? Just let's stop having children. So the Chain, the Megillah, Al Yedei Esther. Esther certainly played a central role. Or the Chanukah, Al Yedei Yehudis. Okay? So Tosfos makes use of Sefer HaMakabim, where they elaborate on Yehudis' role. So Tosfos says, V'kasha, de'at mashma she'ein an ikar. The phrase, af hein hayu ba'isanes, means they too were included. Doesn't mean that they were what? The primary vehicle of Ge'ulah. What? What? Right, exactly. The ode, the Birushalmi Goris, Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'oso Safek, Mashma Ba'oso Sakana, De La Hashmid, Ula Harogula Bay. They were faced with what? With the same possibility of being destroyed. Because when Haman made his Gzeira to do what?
to kill every Jew. He did always single out Jewish men. And when the Hanukkah, when the Hashmonaim wanted to be Lahashkichem Torah Secha, it wasn't only from the men sitting in the Kailu. It was Lahashkichem Torah Secha for the women as well. The Hada Amrinan, the Pturos Misukka, Afogav the Hoy Afein Hoyubai Sanes. Why? Ki Basukka so Shavti, because when the Torah says that I provided huts, or protection, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected only the men. It protected the women as well. So, Atein Hayabai Sanes answers the Gemara, Hasam Be'aseh De'oraisa. In other words, Taisus' opinion is that Atein Hayabai Sanes has no bearing on a mitzvah mid'oraisa. Atein Hayabai Sanes only has bearing on a mitzvah mid'rabbana. Aval arba kaisis derabanan tiknu gam l'nashim kevan shahayu vaysehanes. That on a d'oraisa level, you can't operate and mandate women on a d'oraisa level based on a svara that you think is applicable. Afein ayu vaysehanes is a svara that we think is applicable. But to mandate a woman on a d'oraisa level, you need not zeirus hakasuk, but you need a hekesh in the pasuk. Why is it that women are obligated to make kiddush on Friday night? Because they're obligated to observe shomar yom haShabbos l'tarchay, the isa malacha. So zachar v'shomar v'dibur echad. Whoever is obligated to observe shomar is obligated to observe zachar. How come they're obligated to eat matzah? So we already explained, because they're obligated to observe the isa of eating chametz. So for a d'oraisa level, svarus claims Tosfos is insufficient. That's Tosfos to include, and therefore it's never considered as a possibility.
Well, you say that for the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon, when they were goats, that they if they were included in the nest, they were included in the Rabbanon initially.
Precisely.
Included them.
That's correct. 1,000%. Now let's take a look at Taisus and Megillah. The second Taisus. This is Megillah Daf Dalid. And there, the discussion is obviously Kriyas HaMegillah, not Abra Taisus. Shaf and Hayus by Sinez. So Taisus starts off the same way. Pirish Rashbam, Sheikar Hanes, Hayu Al Yadai. Bepurim, Ayudei Esther. Bechanak, Ayudei Yehudis. Bepesach, Shebezchus, Sidkanio, Shebeoso Hador, Nigalo. Because of those righteous women who in Mitzrayim, they were redeemed. The kasha, and Taisus asks the same kasha. Delosho sha'afhein mashma shehein tselos. They were secondary. Not only were the men included, but the women as well. Ulapirusho hayalo lomar shehein hayu. Not afhein hayu by sanes. It should have said shehein hayu hanes. They were responsible for the miracle. Latach nirali. So therefore, why do I think that women are obligated to observe the mitzvah of Megillah? Sha'af hein hayu b'safek b'lahashmilu l'harog. They were included in the potential and the possibility of what? Of being eliminated. So they faced and confronted the same danger. V'chein b'pesach. Shahayu mishubados the pharaoh of Mitzrayim. Women were enslaved to pharaoh just as a man was. Bechein bechanika hadzera hoisa ma'od alayhen. The decree against religious observance applied to them just as much to do to men. Fine. Stop right there. So here, Taisus doesn't even mention that it's Yerushalmi that he stole it from. In Pesachim, at least Taisus granted that it's Yerushalmi's interpretation. That's what he says. Now Tosfos says, Gabe Matzah, Yesh Maksha, the Weltfred Takasha, in relationship to Matzah. The Weltfred Takasha, Yesh Maksha. So I had a Rebbe in Kamenetz in the 9th grade, he says, Fere de Welt, me gaten Gas, me fred de Kasha, the Gas fred in the Kasha, Fere de Welt, the Tayer Welt, that's the Welt, the Tayer is the Welt. They're asking this Kasha, not just on the Welt. Yesh Maksha. Who's asking this kasha? You walk in the street, they're asking this kasha. Yesh Maksha. Lama li hekesha. What do I need a hekesh to compare the mitzvah of eating matzah to the isur of eating chametz? The kol she yesh de b'val tocha chametz, yesh no b'kom echol matzah. Typically, mitam shehen hoyo b'ayis, shafen hoyo b'ayis anez. Mandate that a woman is obligated to eat matzah because they were confronted with the same danger that what? That a man was in Mitzrayim. So Tosfos answers, the yesh loimar, the mishum high time aloy mechaiva, ela midrabanan. Elav mehekesha. Tosfos doesn't answer that it doesn't apply to a daraisa. You know what it says?
Just drop it down.
Correct. You could have mandated that a woman observe matzah based on achein hoy b'asanes, despite the fact that it's essentially a mitzvah d'oraisa. But they would have been chayiv only to the rabbah. The same as hakosavol, the hekesh tells us that they're chayiv midoraisa. So in order to make sure that a woman is obligated midoraisa to eat matzah, you can't just rely on achein b'asanes. Because that's not a biblical concept. It's a rabbinic concept. So yes, I acknowledge. Without the hekesh, I would have mandated that women eat matzah midrabanan sha'afen hoya b'ayis
anes. Is there a blessing for eating matzah?
No, but it's a different principle. In
But the level of obligation would be only with the rabban. No one has a hava mean of saying that based on achen ha'isvanes would be chayv midoraisa.
That would be ludicrous. But now look at the next answer. The Rabbeinu Yosef ish Yerushalayim tirates the salkedaitach lemiftara migzerushava the tesvav the chagasukas. Listen to this. What does he say? What does he say? That what?
Turn around!
Exactly! I would have said, you know why I could have applied the standard of what? Achen Hoya Baisarnes to matzah. I could have. And mandated that women should even perhaps, I could have done it. Even perhaps midoraisa. But I didn't. You know why? Because there would have been a competing drash. What would have been the competing drash? Make the hekesh tesvav from matzah to pass to sukkah. Just as women are not obligated to eat in the sukkah, so too, women are not obligated to eat matzah. So therefore, what's the only way to counter that drash? What's the only way to counter the drash? To have the other drash of the pasuk, which would have said, since you're obligated to observe the Isur Chametz, you're obligated to eat matzah. But if not for that drash, says Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, I would have said that the overriding theme is tesvav tesvav, and eliminate the obligation of women for matzah based on the fact that they're not obligated to eat in the sukkah. So what our Gemara had a hava mina to do with tesvav, what did our Gemara want to do about tesvav, tesvav? What did our Gemara want to do with tesvav, tesvav by sukkah? Our Gemara wanted to mandate women to eat in the sukkah based on comparing it to what? To matzah. Tosfos is doing just the opposite. I want to exempt women from eating matzah based on what? Based on what? Based on the hekesh to what? The sukkah. So if not for that, that would overpower claims Tosfos achein hoya b'asanes, and they would have said that women are exempt from matzah. That's why I have to have the hekesh of Tekish Tawas from Isur of Achilas Ma'achomets to the midst of eating matzah. We'll stop there. The thing in next
about. Is matzah pursuing Nisa?
Right, no, I'm saying in general.
Yes, that's 100%.
Is that?
Yes, that's another answer given by Rishonim. 100%. Our shul has a very strong connection with a rabbi from Gush Etzion, who has, I forgot the name of the rabbi.